Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Monday, May 6th. We've got the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks starting off their Eastern Conference Series. 7:30 tip there. Minnesota-Denver in Denver. Game 2. Massive, massive game tonight at 10 p.m. Good morning, everybody. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Give a shout out to Underdog, the sponsor of this show. We'll talk about them in a bit, but I hope everybody had a good morning. A good weekend. This is the morning. We are having it as we speak. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Stephen Leibowitz. Franz was rough yesterday, man. That was a tough one. I had massive stands on Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs, and they took every shot that I could have asked for. None of them went in. Over and over and over again, it was a miss, man. That was rough. I actually hopped back on playback last night for, yesterday afternoon, I guess, for the third quarter and fourth quarter. None of that was fun for me from a DFS perspective, that's for sure. But we got a lot to talk about. We got to strategize Indy and New York. And then we got to talk about the changes that could be made for Minnesota and Denver game two. So hit that like button if you haven't yet. Subscribe, notification bell, follow me on Twitter. Let's get into this one. Let me take my watch off and charge that too. That would help. Perfect. All right, here we go. First one up, Indiana Pacers. Bang. We have Aaron Nesmith as the highest owned guy coming out of the Pacers, 54%. We get to 35 for Miles Turner, around 25 for Nembhard, for Toppin, and for McConnell, and then around 15 for Halliburton, around 10 for Pascal Siakam. I'm getting to different chunks of this. If you've been watching this show, you're not going to be surprised at what you see. It's Aaron Nesmith season for me. Down to 4,800 in this spot, shooting guard, small forward eligible. I have him sixth. He is in 84% of my lineups to start the day. I got to grab the updated boom bust tool quickly. I know I don't have all of our optimal rates and everything in it yet. So let me just hop back over there. Bing, bang, boom. Pasted in the sheet. Perfect. So we have Nesmith 43% optimal, 53% owned. So a little bit over owned, but still the overwhelming most optimal option from the Pacers. And then you get this pack of four guys, around 25%. Halliburton, Turner, Nembhard, Toppin. We're seeing a lot of negative leverage here for everybody except for Halliburton. I have it a little bit different. But we need to think about what the Pacers are going to be today in this new series. When you get to a new series, you get a bit of a reset. Minutes can flatten out a little bit more. You can potentially bring somebody into the rotation that you didn't have before. So the relationship between Toppin, Jackson, Jalen Smith, perhaps we're going to see somebody from Indy play today that we weren't really expecting from a minute standpoint. Like, I went 5 minutes to Isaiah Jackson. Maybe it's Jalen Smith. Maybe they do a little bit less of Obi Toppin at the five. I do think it gets interesting in this series because we know what the Knicks are going to be doing. It is give the ball to Jalen Brunson, create all of the offense. If Obi Toppin is the last line of defense, Jalen Brunson is going to get to the rim over and over and over again. I think we're live to see a very different Obi Toppin series here than we did in the first series against Milwaukee when Bobby Portis is out there for 36 minutes and you have an option to hide him a little bit. I don't know if that's going to work out the way that Indy wants it to. I don't think it's going to matter for game one, but I think we are very live to see Obi Toppin play a very reduced role in this series. Now, McConnell in a quarter of the lineups, I don't have a single share. He's 4,400. We know what it takes to make a good TJ McConnell game. Obviously, we just saw it. This is a very different spot than that matchup against Milwaukee. New York is playing at a snail's pace. These guys are crawling, and Indy hasn't really been playing all that fast in the playoffs either. This is a much different spot than it was against Milwaukee. I don't have a single share of TJ McConnell right now, and I am more than okay with that. The guys that I want to get to are Miles Turner, who I think fits this series pretty well. So long as he stays out of any sort of foul trouble, I like the spacing that he's going to provide in this series, pulling out Hartenstein, pulling out Mitchell Robinson, whatever that matchup ends up looking like. So I like the idea of getting to Turner. I'm over the field there. I have him ranked ninth. And then I am, at least for game one, neutral to Toppin, although I am nervous about the way that I have his minutes projected. But I think being in and around that 25% mark is your best option. But after that, though, I basically don't have Andrew Nembhard, 5K, point guard, shooting guard. I got him in for 36 minutes. I assume Nembhard is going to get the Jalen Brunson matchup. So I think he's going to be out there. I just don't love that ownership quite yet. So my priorities are Nesmith, Turner, Toppin for now. And then I think Halliburton is pretty easy to get to at 8,300. Hopefully a couple extra, you know, two more days allowed him to get some more treatment. Maybe he feels a little bit better coming into game one. I don't have much of Pascal Siakam at 8,100. I wish that I did. He's only 10% owned. We have Pascal Siakam 9% optimal, 10% owned. So that's... And he gets OG Anunoby, I would imagine. Not going to be a fun time for Pascal Siakam. I don't really see much in the Ben Shepherd side. You're not going to Isaiah Jackson to roll those dice. I'm actually just pretty light on Indy. I really am. If I look at my exposures to start right here, I have 172% of Indy. Now, that's the second most I have of anybody. The Knicks are number one. They get to face the Pacers. And then I'm very light on Minnesota and Denver, which isn't going to be surprising. I'm going to take a sip of coffee here. But as I look at it here, Aaron Nesmith, the easiest guy probably on the slate to get to, given his position and given his price. All right, I'll bite. What's the definition of elite? Because I would disagree. But I don't mean that as a slight to Jalen Brunson. I just don't agree with the terminology. Elite implies that there is not a tier above that, and he is not in the first tier. All right, let's talk about the Knicks side of this one now. This is the team I'm getting to the most. This is also the most owned team on the slate. 312% ownership coming into the Knicks. And I have 394. I got the whole team. The whole team. Look at this. Jalen Brunson is 70% owned. I don't know how Indy's going to stop him. Because it's just him. 94% exposure for me. He's 70% owned. 56% owned Josh Hart. I don't ever get Josh Hart, and I have 66%. 52% owned Dante DiVincenzo. I have 56%. 44% owned Isaiah Hartenstein. I have 64%. 29% owned Miles McBride. I have 54%. I'm over on every single dude in this rotation except for Mitchell Robinson. And I could probably get to Mitchell Robinson if I gave him an extra half minute. The Knicks look incredible because Indy's defense is not good. And the Knicks are going to get a bit of a pace up spot even in the playoffs. Amazing matchup for the Knicks right now. I don't know how you don't get everything. I have Brunson first, and then I have third, fourth, fifth, seventh, and tenth, all coming from the Knicks. Look, we are going to get into a semantics argument here right now. But if elite is the top tier, Jalen Brunson is not elite. That's not a slight on Jalen Brunson. It is just simply the way that we have to bucket these players. We can't call him and Jokic the same thing. We can't. We can't, no matter what anybody's about to say for what I'm about to say here, we can't call him and Giannis the same thing. We can't. We can't really call him and Shea the same thing, because defense matters here. It is not to say that Jalen Brunson isn't awesome. He is awesome. It's been fun to watch. He's doing more than I think anybody pictured. If elite's the top tier, you can't put him there. But he good. He good. What do you guys like from the Knicks today? I think DiVincenzo is really interesting. We obviously saw him play all 48 minutes last time out. Now, do I think that's happening here? No, of course not. But this is a different matchup. I think that he can be out there more against the Pacers than they need. If Tyrese Halliburton was at his peak, then I think you see more Miles McBride. But if he's not, then I think you can get DiVincenzo out there and hope that he can create the offense that he had during the regular season. So I think that DiVincenzo has massive minutes upside. The relationship between McBride and DiVincenzo is interesting. Now, I think McBride is getting slept on here after that final game. I think he's right back into big minutes. What we need to talk about is what happens in a game one. I think we are going to see Precious Achiuwa and potentially Alec Burks get on the floor in the first half of this game. When you get to a new matchup, you need to see the next couple guys in the rotation get back on the floor to see how those matchups work. Because eventually you're going to have to make changes throughout the series. And in this series in particular, against a Pacers offense that is as lethal as it is, this is more of a Precious Achiuwa series. If the Knicks want to start switching everything up and down the line, it's Precious Achiuwa that could end up being out there for Indy. So I think they're going to want to see that. Similarly, I think they probably want to see someone like Alec Burks bite off a couple minutes of time earlier in the series. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get a ton of minutes. Like, I allocated 8 total for Burks and Achiuwa. Maybe it's one and not the other. But one of those guys is playing today. I would almost guarantee it. You have to get additional people out early in the series to check the matchups. And I think Precious fits this one a lot. The center rotation will be quite a headache because, you know, Mitchell Robinson's not on the injury report today. We know that his ankle is not healthy, but it doesn't appear that he's in any danger of not playing. They could split 48 minutes between Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson. I think they're live to introduce Precious Achiuwa into that rotation. And any one of them can get the playing time. If things are going well for Mitchell Robinson, he's just going to play more. If things are going really well for Isaiah Hartenstein, he's just going to play more. So the dynamic of center is scary for the Knicks. Mitchell Robinson's in at 4K. Isaiah Hartenstein is in at 5,200. Hartenstein obviously pulling a lot more ownership and has the much bigger minutes upside. But there's something there in their center rotation. And we'll see a lot. The status of Haliburton, honestly, how healthy Tyrese Haliburton is will play a big role on what the center rotation for the Knicks looks like. If he doesn't have the burst to get to the rim, then they're going to be okay in more of a drop coverage. They're going to be able to get it, or even being a little bit more aggressive with it. If Haliburton can't turn that corner. For now, I'm happy to get to Isaiah Hartenstein. I think he's live for 30 plus if this is going well. Ricky, I would imagine Mitchell Robinson would not be guarding Miles Turner. I would imagine Mitchell Robinson is not guarding Miles Turner. That would be my guess. So let's see. We have Gene says DiVincenzo, Hart, and Brunson. I agree. I even like Hartenstein. I agree. Chandre says Brunson and Hart. So I'm going to knock their projections down a bit. This is the best team by a mile. The game has a 12 point total north of the Minnesota Denver game. Indy's defense stinks. The pace is great. The Knicks are 6 point favorites. It's in New York. I want every bit of it. I want every bit of it. And all I would really have to do is give Mitchell Robinson a half minute, and I would probably be at the field or over the field on every single Knick. They're the best team for today. They are going to really enjoy this matchup offensively. I love this spot for the Knicks. I will say this, though. I'm fascinated by this series for the Pacers. Because the Knicks are going to have to try to keep up. Anybody else have any questions or thoughts about the Knicks? Anything else you want to touch on here from New York? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right. Schedule for the rest of the day. MLB strategy show coming up next. Laffy and Bellman. And then you get Laffy and Bellman again at 5:30 for MLB Live Before Lock. 6:30 gets you NBA Live Before Lock, myself and Eric. And then I will be live on playback at 7:30. It's going to be a standard day. It's going to be a standard day. You guys know the schedule at this point. NBA strategy. Good. Today's the 6th, right? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Can we play 4 Knicks? Yes. There's only 2 games today. How do I think the Pacers win this series? Haliburton shoots better, and the Knicks can't create enough offense, and the Pacers' offense ends up better than the Knicks' defense. That's my assumption. Indy can just be incredible offensively and spread out this Knicks team. And then maybe the Knicks run out of gas. Because Indy has the ability to jack up all these guys into the 40-minute range. And the Knicks have been there jamming these guys out there. At some point in time, it's possible they run out of gas. All right, let's go to the game that everybody wants to watch. Minnesota Timberwolves, 5.5-point dogs in Denver, 205.5 total. Wolves obviously picked up the dub in game 1. I'm guessing everybody on the planet is betting Denver tonight to win in on their own home court, get this to 1-1. So scary, for sure. 30% ownership to Mike Conley, 30% ownership to Karl-Anthony Towns, 25% to Reed, 20 to McDaniels and Gobert, 15 to Anthony Edwards. I'm going to say right now, 15 to Anthony Edwards. Boy, oh boy, does that look good. Now, I will say that with the caveat that I don't like the idea of getting to Anthony Edwards today. He's 9K, shooting guard, small forward, and I am 2Xing him. So I want to make sure I'm getting across the point of what I'm saying. I am likely, based on that ownership, to be over the field on Anthony Edwards. In my mind, I think Denver wins this game at home, sets the series to 1-1. When I assume Denver wins the game, I also assume that Anthony Edwards didn't make every shot that he took. So that's where it starts to get a little scary, because I expect Denver to rebound here. Now, I don't mean like as the stat, like rebound as in equalize the series. And if that's the case, I think it comes at the expense of Anthony Edwards. So I'm torn in my mind, but DFS is a game where you have to remove yourself from your thought process because salaries matter. And whether you like somebody or not, the salary is the swing piece here. So I'm going to get to Anthony Edwards. He's my second most exposed Minnesota Timberwolf. However, I'm a little nervous about it. We have Ant, 20% optimal, 14% owned, positive leverage. I agree, it looks good. Look at the optimal rates here. 20, 28, 22, 29, 23, 22, call it 20. Everybody looks the same for Minnesota. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, I have chunks of these guys, but nobody overwhelming, just showing up in everything. The guy I have the most is Naz Reid, 4,300, power forward center, was not good in the first half and was very good in the second half. So I'm happy to get to a little bit of Naz Reid. I have neutral to the field on Jaden McDaniels. You know, he's just going to be out there for as much as he can, as long as he stays out of foul trouble. Wouldn't be surprised to see him pick up some fouls in game two. Towns is the guy that I'm light on. I don't mind that at all. Couple reasons. One, I think it fits today's narrative. Two, he is going to be in foul trouble every single game of this series. And in a game where I think Denver wins, I think the Towns foul trouble might be a little bit worse than it normally is. I'm light on Gobert. I'm okay with that. He was amazing defensively as a team defender. I love any time that they can get Jokic on Gobert on a block. Gobert has no answer for that. For the team, he's fantastic. I'm happy to be light on Gobert. I'm light on the things that I want to be light on. I'm neutral on the things that I want to be neutral on. And if my only major stand is Anthony Edwards, I'm just going to have to deal with it. This is such a fun series. What do you guys like here today from the Wolves? What are you guys seeing? Because I don't see anybody that I immediately just want to get a ton of. There's definitely a minutes upside for Nickeil Alexander-Walker, shooting guard, small forward, 4,100. I don't have any right now. We have him 18% optimal, 11% owned, so positive leverage. I have three less minutes, so that's what's causing that for me. McDaniels. Yeah, it's, look, he's just going to be out. He's going to be non-existent offensively. He's just going to be completely non-existent. But at 4,500 and hitting small forward and playing, you know, 35, 36 minutes, there's a path for McDaniels really easily. He needs 24 fantasy points to hit my target score. I do kind of like Nickeil Alexander-Walker as well. But at the same time, I kind of like the idea of Jamal Murray, and if that's the case, then Walker's probably not the guy. Einsteinium says, I think Conley has some downside. I hope you're right, because I took Mike Conley's under PRA on PrizePicks today. So, appreciate you joining me on that one. I just don't think that there's anybody on Minnesota where you're like, I gotta have that dude today. I think you can justify just about everybody based on that current ownership. I think Naz Reid's the easiest guy to get to, though, because of that power forward eligibility. Ghetto Farmer Boy likes the Conley price. Well, I hope he sucks. It would help me out a ton. Anything else you guys, to the 325 people that are here, anything else you guys want to see or talk about from the Minnesota Timberwolves? We have one more team to get to. Do we have any bets? Let's pull up Odds Shopper. Don't forget, guys, you guys can sign up for Odds Shopper if you're ever looking for more plays, whether that's at pick'em sites or at a sportsbook, depending on if you're in a legal sports betting state or not. DraftKings Pick 6, Sleeper, Prize Picks, Better, Dabble, and more. We got everything here for you. Let's look at the bets first. Daniel Gafford has some props out there right now that you could get to with huge value if you want to bet a game for tomorrow. Best line you can get right now, 18 Odd Shopper rating, Josh Hart, under 5.5 assists is minus 135 at BetMGM. That is the best play we have right now on Odd Shopper. You can go bet that if you're at BetMGM. Einsteinium, no chance. No chance. There's no way DeAndre Jordan is playing two rotations today. I don't think he'll ever play a minute. That is not, they can't play him in the playoffs. Only person that they can play at the five is Aaron Gordon. Ooh, Josh Hart under 1.5 threes is also a plus, or is a 15 Odd Shopper rating. If you want to grab that, that could be fun too. Anti-Josh Hart. That's the way to go today. Guys, Odd Shopper link is in the description of this video. Sign up, and it's the best tool on the planet. Ghetto Farmer Boy already fired in an under on Gafford laddered points. Love it. Love it. All right, let's close this out with Denver now. I don't know if you guys see the screen, but apparently I don't have a single share of Nikola Jokic. That'll be a conversation point. 35% ownership coming into MPJ, 30 to Nikola Jokic, 25 to Gordon, 20 to Murray, 15 to KCP. The guy that I'm getting to the most is Michael Porter Jr. I love it. I have him in for 39 minutes. He's small forward, power forward eligible. He's 6,500. I like his size for this series. We have him 37.5% optimal, 34% owned, positive leverage, and the highest optimal rate of anybody here on Denver. I right now am terrified that I don't have a single share of Jokic. I actually thought that I was going to have a lot of him. That is not the case. Not a share. And I don't know why, because I think he looks great, but he's 11K and he is not cost effective. Now, he is obviously the most expensive guy. The next closest dude is Brunson, $1,500 away. Then Edwards is 2K away. And then Halliburton is $2,700 from him. So I get that Jokic is kind of difficult to get to. Am I surprised that I don't have a share of him? Yeah, I don't advocate for that. I think he's in a great spot today trying to save the season. I think he looks for his own shot more too. Hopefully that falls a little bit better than it's been falling this year. But it's MPJ for me as your best option. Murray, I kind of just want to be around the field. We just need him to make more shots. And then Aaron Gordon, because of the power forward eligibility, because of the fact that he's going to be the backup five, I have 20%. He's 27% owned. I have a tough time getting to KCP. One, I don't think that he is fully healthy. Two, he's a terrible per minute dude. That doesn't help at all. I went 35 minutes. He's shooting guard only, 4,600. You just need every shot that he takes to go in today. Sir Manny, you were close. They do want Jokic to shoot. But if they want Jokic to shoot, it's not him getting to assist. He's going to have to make the shots. If they're letting him shoot, there are no passing lanes. What I think is really interesting is the Denver bench. Christian Brown, essentially unowned. Justin Holliday, unowned. Peyton Watson, unowned. Reggie Jackson, unowned. One of those dudes is going to matter today. And what we really need to do is figure out what Denver is going to do to take away Anthony Edwards. I think Christian Brown is going to get the first crack at it of bench dudes because they need some size. I don't think the problem here is that KCP isn't big enough. And I think Aaron Gordon isn't fast enough. And it's putting Anthony Edwards in no man's land. I think Christian Brown is going to be the first guy that gets a shot at it off the bench to try to slow down Anthony Edwards. We shall see. But I think if I was going to go to someone from the Denver bench, it's Christian Brown, because I think that his path to more minutes is that path. I don't expect Reggie Jackson to just go out there and be plus 15 in his first 4 minutes or whatever. The bigger conversation piece is, why am I not getting to Nikola Jokic? Because I think that's kind of interesting. In my main process, oh, that's very interesting. So he is a very big swing piece for me, because I would have been, I have two separate processes depending on the slate size. And I would have had, I went from 82% Jokic to zero Jokic. That is different. So that's going to be something I play around with a little bit later. But for now, I think I'm more likely to be paying up for Jalen Brunson and Anthony Edwards than I am for Nikola Jokic. That is very, very, very scary on a day where I think Denver wins. But maybe it wins because MPJ goes nuts. And that's what I need. 60% of him in my lineups. That is the thing that I'm looking for the most coming out of Denver, is a massive shooting day out of Michael Porter Jr., who I think ends up getting the best matchup of anybody on Denver. What do you guys like the most from Denver today? There you go, Sotex. 375 people in the door. Hit that like button. Let's finish off on Denver. Let's figure out what you guys like, and then let's get on out of here. I'd be surprised if it's Justin Holliday. But they did give him first crack. Antoine says Aaron Gordon day. I wouldn't mind that. I mean, eventually Aaron Gordon is just going to start getting open threes. So you just need that day to be the day that they go. Because he is the guy that they will ultimately let shoot. I have no Denver and I'm nervous, SW. That's scary. I'd be nervous too. Although, I guess I'm with you with Jokic. But I'm going to sum it up for what I have. Right now, top exposed plays are Brunson, Nesmith, and they are on their own, tier. Josh Hart, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Michael Porter Jr. That makes up my top five. If we want to look at Sims, the number one ranked lineup that I had coming out of my final sim was Jalen Brunson, Aaron Nesmith, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, Miles Turner, DiVincenzo, Toppin, and Aaron Gordon. Just in case you're looking at that lineup or you heard me say that lineup, that is seven guys from the Knicks-Pacers game and Aaron Gordon. Yeah, it's a big-time Knicks-Pacers game. News God wants to know who I think wins tonight. Indiana Pacers, Denver Nuggets. Yeah. Pacers Nugs. Yeah, the price point of Jokic in the center eligibility is interesting because of Brunson and Ant. Because you have to make a decision. You can't play all three of those guys. So that's what you got to start thinking. Who am I drawing a line through? Brunson, Ant, or Jokic? maybe even two of those guys, depending on what that struck, like if you have Jokic. But that's the key. One of those guys you guys got to think isn't going to be good today. Is it Ant? Is it Jokic? Is it Brunson? Someone's going to fail. That's what we need to figure out. Who's it going to be? All right, guys, hit that like button on your way out the door. Thank you guys for being here. MLB Strategy Show coming up at 11 a.m. And then I'm going to be back for NBA Live Before Lock tonight at 6:30. I appreciate you guys being here. These are going to be some fun basketball games tonight. We'll have some more information as we get further on in the day. We really dial these exposures in. But for now, I bid you guys adieu.